to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this fourth day of April 2006, live for the next 2 hours out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. On today's program, very pleased to have this gentleman with us, News with Views. We're going to have the person that put this website together. It's a very popular website. Many different people on this thing. Joan Vion, Larry Pratt, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, just a bunch of good writers and a good informational page. And we'll be talking with him. John Christian Ryder. By the way, I'm going to have to ask our guest today, Paul, if... I can get John Christian Ryder's phone number. I tried to track this guy down, and it's real strange. Any articles he ever did in any newspapers, they would not divulge even his email. So we'll get him, I guarantee you. At any rate, the engineer there, does he have the information for the truth seekers tonight? He's working on that right now. Okay, we'll make that announcement. All righty, we'll certainly do that. A little bit later in the show, I want to have a chance to cover this also. folks, we've been operating under a fiat money system in this country for almost 100 years. And if I have some time today, if not today, tomorrow's Wednesday, let me look at the clock on the wall, yep, tomorrow's Wednesday, might have an opportunity tomorrow if I don't have time to do it today, but what was said and how the Federal Reserve was passed and how you can go retrieve this from the federal records and amaze, impress your friends when they pull that funny stuff out of their pocket that's only worth 4 cents on a buck, well, you can enlighten them, tell them exactly what Congress allowed to happen inside the United States. Also, and I'm going to be talking about this afternoon, the Supreme Court declines case of enemy combatant. Now, I reported over a year ago. Now, this is in the case of Jose Padilla. He was an American, Chicago, supposedly street gang member, all these other things. And, well, he was held in incommunicado, I guess you could say, for over 3 years under the status of what? Enemy combatant. I reported over a year ago the United States Supreme Court was not going to hear anything to do with Homeland Security, Patriot Act, nothing. And, of course, they declined Jose Padilla's petition for the Supreme Court to hear this. It's because of the war, folks. The 100-year war on terrorism. Perpetual war for perpetual democracy. We'll take the break here. Okay, I'll announce where the meeting is at a little bit later in the program. We'll be back here with my guest that you guys didn't put on the screen. Paul Walters will be with us, News with Views. He'll be with us in about 15 minutes. We'll be right back.
Sure. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I misspoke. I do apologize. It's Paul Walter, not Walters, not plural, singular. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes. His website, News with Views, you may want to take a look at that. Folks, the Internet is the educational tool, and we try to guide you to the sites that are, well, no nonsense and based in fact and law. Not speculation, not wild-eyed gibberish. That's the other side. That's their business. We're in for the truth. At any rate, we'll bring them up in a few minutes. And also tonight, down at the Truth Seekers meeting, you folks here in Central Texas, down at the China Emperor at William Cannon and Congress at 7 p.m., Greg Szymanski is going to be down there. I'm going to be down there, too, because I'm going to give him a ride. At any rate, we'll be down there a little after 7 p.m. At any rate, hope to see you down there. I've got Jeff Bennett. Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I should have you on less often.
Why is that?
Well, because any time that we take a break talking about any gold or silver, the price always goes through the roof.
Yeah, it tends to do that. Been an interesting day. Markets closed, you know, a couple hours ago, but we also work with aftermarket situations because gold and silver, John, never really close. You know, they move from New York to Chicago to London to Hong Kong, and they just keep going round and round. Now, geographically, I didn't do that in order, but I've never been known about being politically correct anyway. Gold closed today at 587.15. Silver at 1171. Platinum is just amazing what it's doing at 1,082, and is like we've discussed, try to buy it at those figures. It can't be done. Let me take just a quick minute, John, and explain something, because this comes up every single day by many, many, many people. They want to understand, why can't they buy gold and silver and platinum at spot? What is spot? Spot, for all intents and purposes, is a figure that they can buy gold and silver on Wall Street. In other words, on contract. It's paper. It's not the real thing. It's not a product delivered into their hand. And every form of gold that we offer at Republic Trading Group, or silver or platinum, is an individual commodity. A U.S. $20 double eagle, a St. Gaudens or a Liberty, is a commodity that has its own value. A British sovereign has its own value. A silver eagle or a silver round has its own value. And they all trade at various different rates. And so hopefully that'll answer some of those questions to some folks.
Well, and Jeff, how I liken this, and somebody asked me about that one day, and I said, it's simply look at it like this. You go into a car dealer to buy a car. Now, there's two invoices for that car. One the public sees, and the invoice that the dealer is actually charged for the car itself from the manufacturer. Same way if you go into a retail business. You go into a retail business, you don't expect to buy their product at their cost. It's at a retail price. The difference is, and then the person asked me and said, well, how do I know? I said, well, you've got to check around. That's what you've got to do. You've got to be a careful buyer.
Yeah, but I think you also have to have a trust in your dealer. And
absolutely.
I think that to me is amongst the most important things.
It is the most important thing, aside from price.
In a specific realm, John, what you pay is almost as important as who you pay it to. That may sound crazy, but you know, it's interesting you bring up the retail business, the automobile business. In one form or another, you and I have both, in years gone by, been tied to the automobile business in another life. But I like to use this analogy when it comes to something as simple and mundane as a gallon of milk or a gallon of orange juice. I don't see people walking into the grocery store squawking to their grocer about what they're paying for a gallon of milk. If you want it for less than what the going market rate is, then get on out to the farm and start squeezing old Bessie yourself. And that's about the simplest way I can put it. Same way with oranges. You either pick it off a tree or you pay for the completed product in a gallon jug at the grocery store. It's simple, real simple mathematics. Now, because we don't have lots of time, I'm looking forward to hearing Paul come up on the program. Paul and Lorraine I've known for years. They're very good people. A couple of things we were working on this morning, and on Robbie's program, we were offering British sovereigns. Now, there's been some slight price adjustments since we put that package together this morning, but we'll make that right when people call. Several different ways that people can buy British sovereigns. To me, the most recognizable fractional gold coin in the world, bar none. There was a time, as we all well know, John, that the sun never set on the British Empire, and I'm afraid it probably still hasn't. Gold sovereigns are recognized by people all over the world for their size, their content, for tradability. British military carry them as part of their survival packs today, at least the officers and pilots do. Old King George's, King Edward's, things of that nature that were minted prior to 1933, just under a quarter of an ounce of gold. They can be purchased from Republic Trading Group today for as little as $155 each, or as much as $160 each. Where's the difference in price? To be honest, John, it comes down to the volume they wish to purchase. If they're looking at single coins, one, two, three, although we've got to pretty much establish a four-piece minimum on the purchase, it's going to run them $159.32 per quarter ounce gold British sovereign, plus the shipping, of course. But if they're interested in buying the 100-piece mega pack, for those who realize what's going on economically and that they want to acquire more gold, I don't care if gold has gone up. Ladies and gentlemen, gold only continues to go up because the dollar continues to decline. So take your questionably valued paper currency, make the conversion now before it really explodes. I think we'll see gold at over 600 before mid next week. But the 100-piece mega pack today will cost $15,515. That is a delivered price, John. That drops your price down to about $155.05 each. So you can see the difference. Volume can make a difference here with us. Well, and once again, both of those prices are just a little bit high because there's been some settling off since we put that together this morning.
Well, I understand that for a minute there, gold cracked 600.
It may have at some point in time. It's not really shown up. There's these little tiny areas that if it happens momentarily, you know the people that control the news don't want that information to get out.
They didn't talk about it really when it hit 500, and we predicted, and we were a few months ahead of schedule on that deal.
We were.
Yeah, and,
we were.
It's amazing to me. And folks, I read these gold sites, and they have stories like gold pulls back from a 25-year peak. Well, yeah, a 25-year peak, if you're counting 1979, 1980, when it went up to $8.50 an ounce, silver was sitting at $50 an ounce. That was temporary. That was caused by the bankers themselves because they wanted to supposedly wring inflation out of the economy, so they just jacked the interest rates up so nobody wanted to borrow the money at those interest rates. But that was temporary. But this is a different story, is it not?
Very much so. I'm over at a website right now called thestreet.com, reading the words of Nick Gott, G-O-D-T. Gold rests on its trek to 600 is the title of the article. And he talks about how gold at one point in time yesterday reached a 25-year high of $596.80 an ounce. That was with crude oil flirting with the $68 per barrel level. All of this, of course, on top of the jitters over Iran's testing of underwater missiles in the Persian Gulf. You know, so much of this stuff keeps going on and on and on, and yet the average person is fast asleep worrying about how to take care of Irving, Robert, and Solomon here in about another 12 days. And that's the IRS, for those of you who can't figure that one out. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They are continuing to do everything they can to drive the markets down, but the markets continue to keep coming back saying, you're not holding us down. There's far too many people buying this stuff. There's far too many questions all around the world about the stability and credibility of the U.S. dollar. That's amongst the reasons. Keep in mind, the dollar has been king for years. It has been the most accepted form of fiat monetary exchange that's ever been known to exist in the world. And that dollar is faltering, and therefore gold has to go. And when gold goes, silver goes, except the two of them are playing like a teeter-totter. Which one's going to lead the pack this week? John, once again, last year gold gained 20%. This is in 2005. Silver gained 40%. Silver has already surpassed another 40% gain this year. The year is only one quarter over. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to ask yourself a question. Am I paying too much? You know what? You're paying too much because it's more than you could have paid 3 years ago, but you're not paying enough because of where it's probably going to be 3 years from today.
Oh,
that's the way you've got to look at it.
You know, it's you can roll your dice. You can do your back gaming Vegas, throw the dice in your stocks or whatever else. People are sitting there with retirement accounts that they're scared to death. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we convert retirement accounts, IRAs. There are certain criteria on that, and Jeff can inform you on that. But if these IRAs, leaving the corporations, have control of your retirement, when you could be making a lot more off of that retirement, doubling it, maybe tripling, maybe quadrupling, but we can guarantee you one thing, it's not going to get stolen, and it will increase.
It might be worth taking some time within the next week to possibly do a little 10-15-minute segment and kind of review people on the IRAs. It may be too late for them to do anything as relates to the 2005 contributions, although I must say, any of you listeners out there that have IRAs that are tied to precious metals, you still have until the 15th of this month to make a contribution toward 2005. But we are unbelievably busy. I was writing IRAs for clients over the weekend. I have another package that's being picked up in just a few minutes from Federal Express to go out to a client. The individual retirement accounts are an area that, you know, a lot of our listeners maybe don't have ready access to cash to do the things they want to do, but they forget they've got this asset called an IRA that they can do some things
with.
That's
right. And guess what? You don't have to pay the penalty fee on it.
No penalty, no taxes. John, give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. We're standing by to take their orders and fill their needs.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.
All right. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Paul Walter. right after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with Paul Walter, newswithviews.com. Good afternoon, Walter. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, John. How are you doing?
Well, hanging in there, my friend. It's strange days in America, is it not?
Well, not surprising. Strange, yes, but not surprising. What amazes me is that what's happening to this country for past, I'd say, past six, 7 years since, for the past 10 years, you might say, is we've been just going downhill, 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 and you still can't wake people up. I mean, that the people who listen to shows like yours, preaching to the choir, they're pretty much awake. But, I mean, everyday Joes, they go to church on Sunday and go to work on Monday, you know, 5 days a week, and then they come home and watch football and drink beer, and they don't have a clue of what's going on to this country. And, in fact, I was just posting for tomorrow, our article by Joyce Morrison, and she's one of our favorites. She's very good. And the article says the real threat to America is the uninformed voters. And that's exactly right. They don't have a clue. The guy that spends the most amount of money, he's got the biggest signs, put signs. I'm running, by the way, for county commissioner here in Southern Oregon in our county. And usually the way it's been is the one, the good old boy gets the press coverage, and the decent guy who's running, he doesn't get press coverage, or he gets bad press coverage. They look for every avenue that they can use to make you look bad, and public believes this. And the guy that's got the most money with the most signs, that's who gets in. They never find out what this guy's for, what does he or she stand for, what is their belief, are they liberal, are they conservative, are they scoundrels, are they a bunch of liars, or are they just plain stupid who swallow everything that's told to them and believe it as truth, and then you turn around and they pass, they get into office. Last election, about 2 years ago, we had a couple pretty decent people running, and one of them got elected because he's against abortion. And I said, this guy is the weakest candidate that you have. I said, there's two other ones, there's about eight of them running for the same position. I said, the other ones are better. There's two that are even better than this guy. Well, why did he get in? Because he's against abortion. Well, the county commissioner can make a hell of beans difference about abortion. That's a state or a federal issue. I said, he'll do everything else wrong because he doesn't have a clue what's going on around the country. And sure enough, it took a year and a half for people to see that this guy's selling them out. He's not selling them out deliberately. He's selling them out because he is uninformed. He doesn't have a clue what's coming down. He just swallows something, you know, some agenda that someone tells him it's good, and he believes it, and he's out there evangelizing this. And and that's why that's one of the biggest threats to American freedom is people who don't have a clue of what's going on.
Well, and you're correct. If they listen to this network, they know exactly what's going on. But I have to beg to differ with you because, Paul, many people have woken up to the fact of September 11, 2001. Many polls are indicating that. You've seen the recent Charlie Sheen. It was just an absolute scandal. All the talk show hosts, the neocons, came out and to smash and ridicule Charlie Sheen because he's done quite a bit of study on the issue of 2001, and his conclusion was that's an inside job, and that was remarkable. We have one of our own talk show hosts was on last Sunday on C-SPAN with Brian Lamb. There is a lot of things going on, and people are waking up. Paul, you sound like things aren't moving quick enough. But I, from my standpoint, with the contacts that we've had, with everything, we keep our ear to the ground and we listen very, very closely. There's a lot of people waking up. The problem
is, I hope so, John. You know what I discovered the other day? I flip back and forth between Fox News and CNN. And, you know, you and I both know where these people are coming from. So I'm watching Hannity and Cohns, which is basically a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. Never met a Bush can't do no wrong. So and everything that Bush does is right. And then I turn to CNN, and it's just the opposite. Everything that Bush does is wrong. So here is the left. The Bush can't do no right. And I go to Fox News, Bush can't do no wrong. So here, the pendulum swing from one to four, but what's really missing is not the left or the right, but what's right.
Well, and that is exactly right. It's not, and something's, I don't know if you're aware of this, Paul, or not. Maybe you should be listening to this network more often, because what has happened here since September 11, 2001, the people on the left side of the aisle, and we don't particularly pay attention to Republican or Democrat because that's what they want us to pay attention to. For us, the American people, according to the major controlled medias, both electronic and print, it's about politics. It's about that choice when it becomes ballot day and you've got to cast your ballot for your best-sounding or best-looking crook. You know, take one from column
right.
A, one from column B.
Yeah.
George Wallace said it 50 years ago. He said there's not a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats.
All right.
And if people really pay attention to that, which they something monumental had to happen in this country to shake people's belief systems. But the left side of the aisle has woken up dramatically. They're finding out that these so-called right-wing extremists, that we share a lot of the same values, not the political football stuff, but the same values, constitution, law, things of that nature. There is something very exciting going on in this country.
You know, I got a comment to make about that after the break.
All right, we'll do that. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back with Paul Walter, newswithviews.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I mentioned this at the top of the program. If you go to rbnlive.com, Karen Kwiatkowski was on C-SPAN Q&A this past Sunday, April 4th, and she was in the movie Why We Fight, Eugene Jarecki's film, the director for that, and she was up there talking about the neocons, the Office of Special Plans that manipulated the intelligence to sell the war in Iraq. So you may want to take a look at that. It's a, I think it's a quite a lengthy, I think she was on there for an hour at any rate. You can go to rbnlive.com and view that. It's the top story right there on the front page. Now, Paul, you wanted to make a comment.
Yeah, see, it's easy. This is how I see it, and, you know, you tell me if you, you know, if you think I'm wrong. Is it, left doesn't have the trouble seeing the hypocrisy of the right because, see, with the right, you're heading into police state. With the left, you'll head into police state, too. So if the left wins, like communism in Russia, that's a police state. And fascism during Nazi Hitler, that was a police state. So it doesn't matter which side wins, you're still going into a police state. So it's easy for the left to see the hypocrisy of the right, but they don't see their own hypocrisy. And it's the same with the right. The right cannot see their own hypocrisy, but they see the hypocrisy of the left. But the problem is that there's hypocrisy on both sides. See, there isn't any, there is no normality or common sense on either either extreme, whether it's extreme on the left or extreme on the right, you're both extremes. The problem is, that's why Hitler was a socialist country and communism was a socialist country. But one is, you know, a fascism and the other one is called communism. I can go into a psychological, what the difference is, spiritual, and explain in a spiritual aspect, but it'll take me too long, so I'm not going to go there. But the problem is, each side sees the other, but they miss the problem that they've caused, because the problem on the left creates the extreme on the right, the problems on the right creates the extreme on the left, and each one is pointing a finger at each other, but each one creates each other.
Well, and Paul, I mean, it got so ridiculous. The left has been hijacked by the Marxist water carriers out
exactly.
there. And now they're getting away from the word liberal. And I reminded people, and they kind of scratch their head when I say this, back in the 60s, Nikita Khrushchev actually made a visit to the United States, and one enterprising reporter had asked Nikita, sir, Mr. Premier, what about the communists here in America? And he pursed his lips and he held his index finger to feign silence, and he said, here we don't call them communists, we call them liberals. So what are the liberals doing today? Oh, that's right, they're calling themselves progressives. The right half of this political equation, the so-called conservatives, have been hijacked by the neocons.
Exactly.
And we don't have, and here's my problem.
The right is really a fascist, corporate fascism. It's corporate, basically the partnership between corporations and government. But the problem is they're both controlled by the same devil.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And people are starting to learn this. They're finding out. You know, this just wasn't bad information, bad intelligence. The president just missed a few things. This war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now the run-up, they're targeting April for Iran. The American people are smartening up because nothing is adding up. Since September 11, 2001, the reasons why the president of the United States had to shred the Constitution was to protect our freedom and liberty. People are waking up, and I'm telling you, I'm serious about this, Paul. We're not up here.
Well, I hope you're right, because how many people died in First War, Second World War, Korea War? I mean, you name it, all the wars, the War of Independence in 1776, and I mean, all the wars in this country for to have this beautiful Constitution. This Constitution wasn't written for the people. This Constitution was written to keep government in check so we don't have a communist or police state. And see, the problem is they've been dumbing down the children in schools for so long that if you ask, the only thing they know is where the zipper is, so where they can have the next sex fix and how to have safe sex. That's all they know.
That's it.
They don't have a clue of why the wars were fought, how we kept communism, and even that's a lie, too, by the way. I understand why they created the First World War and the Second World War to usher us into a global government. I know all that. But the point is, the children have been dumbed down to the point to where they don't even know what the Constitution is. They don't know what our founding fathers stood for, what they gave us. It's the whole thing. The only one that knows is basically some of the old folks that are basically, you know, the older generation, over 60, 70 years of age. But they're too tired to fight, you see. And the young ones that are coming in, they don't have a clue. The only thing they look forward to is where his next hamburger is going to come from and where the condom machine is so he can have good, safe sex. That's all they know. And that's the future of America. And the only thing I think our what's going to save America is the homeschoolers or people that have been schooled in good Christian schools or good homeschooled, where they still have something between the ears, and we hope that these people are going to be courageous enough to run for office and perhaps bring America back, and that's the only hope that I can see.
Well, Paul, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's the dumbing down of America. These school children, we used to have some of the best and brightest students. They would get out of high school, they'd make preparations for a college career, they became scientists and engineers and what have you. Now, college students that are graduating high school, they got to take remedial reading courses. The whole thing has been dumbed down to the point, and you're exactly right, they're not teaching. What they're trying to do is make global cookie-cutter citizens out of the school system. and they're not teaching American history, what the Constitution is, why it was so unique in all the annals of governments throughout recorded history, why the Constitution in the United States is so different and so special from any other form of government. I refer back to this. The summary of the Communist Manifesto, there was 50-some finer points of how the communists wanted to destroy America. Well, as I read the distilled version of the Communist Manifesto, one of the things here was that they were to take control, the government, our FedGov, was to take control of education. We have a school system, immensely expensive, and we're teaching these children nothing. Why?
Yes, and on our ballot, every time you turn around, it's on the ballot, well, we need more money for schools, more money for schools. What do people do? Well, we got a problem here. We got a problem there. We need a new building. We need new this. We need new that. And the people give it to them. And they don't realize. And you know what? I'll tell you another thing. If people are waking up, as you say they are, and I hope you're right, is why did they send their kids to public school? They may be waking up to the corruption of 911, but why are they not waking up to the corruption of the public school system and either send them to a decent parochial school or homeschool them yourself? It's not that difficult because my daughter, she lives in the East Coast near Cape Cod, and she's got three children, and the youngest one was just tested. She's 10 years old. The girl, she was just tested. She reads and writes fourth-year high school level, and she's only 10 years old, and she spends an hour a day with him, so it doesn't really take that much time. But why, tell me this, why do people still, when they see there's a problem, they see that the whole thing is corrupt, and they still send them to a public school? How could that be?
Well, I'll tell you how it can be, because the two-wage income earners that's needed to pay the mortgage and the car payments and to pay insurances and taxes and what have you, we have removed mom from the home. In order to survive, we have to have two incomes in a family now.
Well, then what they should do is get rid of a car, well, downsize the house, no. Live in a mobile home. I would rather live in a cheap mobile home somewhere and homeschool my kids, because you're going to pay for it down the road. You're not only going to pay for it by losing your country, but you're going to pay for it down the road by losing your kids. So it's better to downsize, to live a little cheaper, for 4, 5, 6 years or 8 years, whatever it's going to take to homeschool your kids and tighten your belt a little bit, at least you're not only doing this for your children, but you're doing this for your country as well, because these children may be, when they grow up, they're going to run for office, and they're going to be your future leaders. You see, I would rather eat potatoes and downsize and get rid of that new car and drive a used Datsun and go to work and homeschool my kids than to have two cars in the driveway with all the bills. Because why do two people have to work? Because you got a lot of bills. And I understand that the banks has created that too. So you and I both know that. You know, so both people have to work, so the kids are basically either latch kids or they have to go to public school 8 hours a day. But I'll tell you, I think it's deeper than that. I think what it is, there's a selfishness in people, and I think they like the kids out of their hair from 6, 7 in the morning when they go on a school bus to 2, 3 in the afternoon when they come home. They like that freedom, and they like the kids out of their hair.
Exactly.
And I think really what it is.
Well, and it's a convenient babysitter, but they're not even interested. A lot of the American people are not even interested enough to get involved in their school to see what curriculum is being taught, to go to the Parent Teachers Association meetings and make their views and their complaints known. And I don't see, and what really bothers me in this country is everybody is forgetting that the power lies within the state. We can shed the Fed. We can take control of our school systems. We can do this through a special political process. I don't care if it's petition drives or whatever. We need the Fed out of our schools setting these standards. We have a lot of people out there that are concerned about our children, that are more than capable, more than qualified to teach our children, but we have to get the Fed, have the states. If we got to have public schools, let the states do it where we can control it, and we don't need the Fed.
You know, there's another way to do it, John, because you need to take this country back. And the way the country is going to be taken back is you can't build a house from the roof down. You have to build a house and the foundation up, and the foundation of this country is our cities and our counties. If we can elect people to be to run for board of supervisors or county commissioners, whatever they, you know, each county's got a different name for these people, and city council and mayorships, is not that hard, especially in a town, you know, with 15, 20, 30,000 people. It's not that hard. And elect decent people, go door to door. If each one gets involved and does a little bit, even a letter to the editor once a month to the paper, or something, goes door to door and wakes the neighbor up, and the neighbor wakes his neighbor up, and perhaps they can introduce them to newsreviews.com or your radio show that they can listen online. It's a beginning, you see, and we can start electing decent.
What city do you live in?
Grants Pass, Oregon, which is about 28,000 population. We're basically taking this county over.
Well, and I've got a suggestion for you here. You know what a lot of people, enterprising people, are doing out there in order to give the opportunity for the public to be educated? They're setting up low-power FMs. We have about 150 of them right now pointed at this network, and there's a lot of people getting informed is exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
And anybody out in Grants Pass out there might be listening to the show today, or somebody in that area, or maybe you know somebody in that city. Let's get an FM. Let's get an FM station up there. Let's start educating them about positive law, Constitution. Let's explain to them how our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., let's explain how the Fed has usurped power that it should have never had in the first place. They claim it. We say that they don't deserve it, and it's not constitutional. And we can quit playing these political games of left-right, playing off one on the other. I mean, it's ridiculous. We don't need another third or fourth party. We need a couple of parties here in this country that do one thing, and you mentioned it earlier. That Constitution wasn't written for the American people. That was written for a government as a check and balance and a stopgap against tyranny in this country.
Exactly.
That's what we need to be doing, is demanding that these people, we hold their little tootsies to the constitutional fire. And if it's a little too hot, well, you know what? Then get out of politics, because we need statesmen again. We need people representing our form of government, the lawful form of government, and let's get away from all this follow-all, all this politicking, because politicking is what happens when they don't pay attention to the Constitution.
You know, I've learned one thing running for office here, and I hope, you know, others who are listening to this could do the same, is I take a lot of insult here from those who don't believe what I say or don't agree with what my stand is. I just let it go in one ear or not the other. Don't let anything bother you. I believe in sticks and stones can break my bones, but their words can never harm me. So no matter what they say, I don't get mad. I just sit there and laugh at them. And I said, you know, well, that's your opinion, you know, and you're entitled to your opinion. And I don't let things bother me, and therefore, you know, I don't get burned out. But people who, you know, take things personal and take an insult personal or take an attack personal, you know, they get burned out and they just get out of the kitchen then because they can't take the heat. But if people can just learn to, you know, to take the insult with a grain of salt and let it go in one ear and out the other and don't take anything personal, you can overcome anything. And a lot of these people now are even coming around. I mean, I've been working on a local radio show here. We just see the guy was a three-term state rep, a real decent family, that owns a family-owned radio station. They own a AM and an FM here. And basically, you know, it's a small town, so we don't have a whole lot of radio stations here, probably two or three, and that's it. But it's a family-owned station. And I said, Carl, you got to have a talk show here. You know, because every Tuesday, once a week, from Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 10:30, he runs a show about local issues, you know, about what's happening here and what's happening, that's tricky local stuff. I said, Carl, you got to expand this a little bit. And, you know, I've been working on this guy for 3 years to get national guests. Finally, 6 months ago, I talked him into this, and twice a month now, he's running a national guest. We had on DV Kid, and we had on Frosty Woolridge, and, you know, we had all these people on. And I'll tell you, it became so popular that people are calling him, bombarding the station for him to do more.
Well, and I'll tell you what, if you're friends with him, tell him to check out RBN Live. We've got a bunch of good people. You remember the general, Janice Karpinski? She was the general at Abu Ghraib prison. Which she's on the network. Karen Kwiatkowski is on the network. We've got Webster Tarpley on the network. These are Saturday programs, a couple hours in length, or they could pick up a daily program Monday through Friday. This program, Greg Szymanski's program, there is a ton of programming.
There's a lot of things that people can do.
Well, and here's the thing, because you just said it, the response that these people are hearing from the guests that you just mentioned on this radio show, for once in these people's lives, they're starting to get injected with reality and truth. And I'll tell you what, you want to know one commodity that sells really well here in America today? It's the truth.
That's right.
And people, I'll tell you what.
No, because most people, if you have someone out there that's spewing out the truth, and you can have 1,000 people lined up, there are those who are going to recognize and they're going to come on your side. And there are those, of course, who hate the truth. No matter how the truth is, they don't want nothing to do with it because they love lies. You can't help those, but majority of the people will come on your side. And the reason I brought this little thing up here because
we got to take the break. When you hear that music, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back with Paul Walter, newswithviews.com. A lot of good people on that site, folks. Check it out. I'm looking at a story right now by Joan Vion. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Supreme Court declines case of enemy combatant. Old Jose Batila here out of Chicago. He mentioned this at the top of the program that, the United States Supreme Court is not going to hear this. The fact that they had to keep it from the Supreme Court shows their justified fear that even the new lineup at the court, they would have lost their case. That was according to Joseph Onik, the senior counsel for the Constitutional Project, which backed Padilla. He says if you pick winners and losers, you'd say the government won and Padilla lost. According to Richard Samp, chief counsel for the Washington Legal Foundation, which supported the administration, but it's not black and white. Now, what they're saying here, Paul, is that this continued 100-year declared war on terror that Mr. Bush brought us, even though the war in Iraq is over with, that we're now allowed to arrest American citizens, detain them, without benefit of counsel, without charging them. How many amendments of the Constitution does that violate? And I said over a year ago that the United States Supreme Court is not going to hear any cases whatsoever on Patriot Act, Homeland Security, or the trashing of the Constitution, and that is what they are there for.
You know, this war on terror, John, is as phony as I see it, is as phony as a $3 bill. It's a war on freedom to create a global government is what it is. And once they run out of crazy Arabs that, you know, as terrorists, then they're going to go after people like you and me who will not go along with the global government, who want decent people elected in office, who says something, who calls a crook a crook. If you call a crook, you're a terrorist. So that's what it basically is going to boil down to. It's going to event, but the people don't see this yet, but they will. It's slowly unfolding itself that all of us are going to be considered terrorists who don't go along with the global government. That's really what the bottom line here is. It's not a terror. It, the whole thing is a sham.
And it is exactly, you hit it right on the head, Paul. You hit it on the head because this terrorism, this war on terrorism, is to put down any resistance to the globalization process.
That's it. That's what war on terrorism is.
That's exactly.
And as a terrorism gets, as a terrorist get, you know, the big ones on the top, obviously I can understand why they're going after the Arabs, because if it's, if the Bible is correct, it says that Antichrist will rule in the last day. Well, Antichrist means it's a Judeo-Christian New World Order. It's not going to be anti-Muhammad or anti-Buddha. It's an anti-Christ. And Muslims are not going to go along with these New World Orders. So they have to be eliminated. I understand what they're doing. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. So what they're doing is going through a process of elimination, and eventually they're going to eliminate the big ones, and eventually they're going to work way down to grandma and grandpa who are not going to go along with the New World Order, and that's really what it's all about.
Well, and it was as amazing. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at quotes made by our wonderful justices at the Supreme Court. He said that that made consideration of his rights hypothetical and to no effect at this stage, according to Anthony Kennedy. He, in the unusual written opinion, according to the AP, that's how they put it, concerning a refusal to hear a case, he said even if the court were to rule in Padilla's favor, his present custody status would be unchanged. How can that be if it's ruled unconstitutional? How would that change the status of somebody they snatched off the street, locked him up in jail for 3 years, and made him basically a political prisoner in this country? James Bovard, by the way, has just came up with a list of people that they're jailing under the Homeland Security and Patriot Acts. And again, these are American citizens, ladies and gentlemen, being jailed without the benefit of a speedy trial, representation, any normal due process of law right here in America today. We got to take this break. For you shortwave listeners, if you missed the program yesterday, you international guys are going to really love this. Second hour, the National Intel Report has changed to 11915 on your SW dial. We'll be right back with my guest today, Paul Walter, newswithviews.com. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.